You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. We'll be under a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning. At this point, snowfall totals are ranging from 4 to 9 inches. The storm could impact the evening commute tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The governor was in Racine yesterday. Do a deep dive about what the visit was all about at RacineCountyEye.com. Evers was on a statewide tour and did a pop-in at Acelero Learning on Mound. Pavement in Mount Pleasant will get broken up next week. A storm water drainage project will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. That'll happen next week. The following week, there'll be a closure of Newman between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Emmertson is being suggested as an alternate. An amber alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been extended to Missouri. Police believe she's traveling with Gary Day, the father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. And the Brewers have introduced a commemorative patch for the Uke. They'll wear it all season long, and it features Bob Uecker's signature on a gold and navy plaid design. The patch will be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough, and then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities, and then obviously the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today, so you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
To no one's surprise, SNL's 50th anniversary episode is shaping up to be a star-studded event. Deadline reports that past cast members appearing will include Adam Sandler, Jane Curtin, Molly Shannon, Will Ferrell, Eddie Murphy, Lorraine Newman, and Kate McKinnon. The show will air Sunday, February 16th on NBC and Peacock. Hollywood was well represented at Sunday night's Big Spanking, also known as the Super Bowl. It's a good thing there were other things to look at aside from the game, which was a blowout from the get-go. The actual game started off with actors John Hamm and Bradley Cooper introducing their favorite teams and getting the crowd riled up. Throughout the course of the day, viewers saw Kevin Costner, Miles Teller, Serena Williams, and of course, Taylor Swift, who got booed. Looks like her 15 minutes are finally... just kidding. Popular opinion says it was lopsided numbers that favored Eagles fans that were responsible for the boos, or the Trump family.
A few flurries this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine try to poke through this afternoon. Our high today, right around 21. We have some snow on the way late tonight, tomorrow, into tomorrow night, and it could be heavy with 6 or more inches of accumulation possible. There's a winter storm watch. Stay tuned for updates. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.